okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Five, four. Boom. Jam. It ain't too much, too much. It ain't too much. It ain't too much for me. R. Kelly, the king of R&B. Shout out to Timbaland. Welcome to a new episode of The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. I'm Carlos.
Hello, and I'm Ryan.
And Ryan is legally obligated to be here no matter what the case is. If we ever get charges pressed against us, Ryan was here for it too.
Wow.
Hey, man, if I'm going down, you're coming with me, pal.
I did not expect that intro.
Well, it is what it is. Welcome to another week, another edition, another episode of The Blank.
Woo.
Episode 102?
I think we're on 103, actually.
Oh, shit.
103 episodes,
I'm already
man.
Losing track, bro.
We're almost getting to 9,000, man.
God damn. Well done.
Getting to 9,000.
You just... Right, you never cease to...
It wasn't that good. I don't know if it was that good. But
oh, my
thank you.
God.
But thank you.
Well done. Well done. Well done, sir. Anyways, go ahead. Say hi to the children.
Happy Thursday, everybody. You know, and if you are listening on a Friday, then happy Friday and enjoy the weekend. It is long weekend this weekend.
Amen.
Carlos and I definitely appreciate you listening. You know, from the bottom of our hearts, we're at 103 episodes, which is fucking crazy.
103. Shout out to the 103s. Shout out to all the 103s out there. You know what I'm saying?
But it's absolutely wild. And just to think about it and like the stuff that we're coming up with in the next couple of episodes, plus like... you've seen it, like you've seen our Instagram post. So we're really trying to expand and explore this year. So thank you for being here, honestly. So
thank you for listening, and know what, thank you for continuing on with the journey, you know what I'm saying. And who knows where this thing goes. Shoot, we might get canceled next week for the shit I might say this episode. Who knows, man. But yeah, let's get into things, brother. On my way here for the podcast, I just came across this TikTok. I don't have TikTok. I only get TikTok news from Instagram. But there was this story of a very plus size female.
Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing wrong, man.
Yeah, me neither. I'm a fan of the plus sizes. I'm a fan.
Hey.
Right? It is what it is, you know? But
everyone needs some loving too.
That's
man.
True.
Everyone needs loving.
That's true. All right. You know, everyone's got their pick. Everyone's got their choice. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know, in this.
Hey.
In this,
hey. 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 Goddamn. All
right. What is. Why are you like. What is this? Anywhom. Sorry about that. Man, you creep. All I'm saying is, in this life, this buffet, we all got to eat. You know what I'm saying? We all got your choices. You know what I'm saying? Some people like them veggies. Some people are the meat eaters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to go get your desserts? I'm an equal opportunist.
Yeah.
Of the female propriety, that is.
No issues.
No issues. That's all I'm going to say.
I love it.
Anywhom, this plus size female made a TikTok saying that, well, basically, she was getting on an airplane, and the doors were, the entry into the said airplane corridor there was too small for her.
Really?
And she said that she found it discriminatory. Look here, folks.
Uh-oh.
I might get in trouble for this. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
But this is my piece. Folks. Stop blaming the world for your problems. We need to start taking accountability for our own actions. All right? Madam, you're overweight. Let's just put it out there. That's the facts. You can lose weight. And you know what? You'll be healthier. You'll live longer. It'll be best for everybody involved. But don't blame the airports for saying that it's discriminatory. It's not discriminatory. They made it for the average human size. You are more than average size. All right? That's all I'm going to do. Don't call it discriminatory because they make it for the average human size. That's like me saying the cops are fucking racist for trying to arrest me all while I'm walking on the street goddamn naked, toting my guns on the fucking street. They're not being discriminatory or racist. I should not have my dick out while I'm fucking cocking out goddamn AK-47s on goddamn College Street.
Quit pulling his dick.
Yeah, quit pulling my dick, man. I didn't want to start. You know what? I haven't done this in a while.
Oh, my God.
This girl's got me riled up, Ryan.
I don't think we've done it in like the last two episodes.
Yeah, right? Can you believe that?
I think about
it. Well, you know what? You know what, lady? I'm starting off this 100 series episodes right. Guess who made the list today? Miss Plus Ties Female. You did. And you know who you are.
Damn.
And for that, for all the people who agree with her that feel that, you know, life is full of discriminatory actions where they're making it difficult for you to live simply because of the way your body. No. You know your situation and you can make things a lot easier for you. So you know what? Today, you're going on some people's kids. There, I said it.
Huge.
All right. Now I'm canceled on
TikTok. No pun intended.
Now we can't make TikTok a page anymore because we'll get canceled for it. Nope. I don't care. I made my decision. Now you got to live with it.
So I got a couple questions.
Looking all thicked up on a goddamn Thursday afternoon and shit. And then you're going to go through the airport. You know what you did. All right? God damn it.
So I got a couple questions. Okay, so the first question is this lady American? I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay, American. And then did they say what airline it is?
No, she didn't mention which one.
Okay.
She just made it like a whole generalized all airports, basically.
And I guess the third thing is more of a statement, but like I have to agree because like those airport, like, you know, like we've taken flights before.
Sure.
Like Carlson and I have been on flights together.
Sure.
And 99% of the people in the world would fit in that.
Right,
thing.
Though.
No problem.
Issues. It's tight only when other people are in the way.
Even like the guys that are like 6 foot,
yeah,
seven, they still just duck their heads and then
no
get right
complaints.
In. No complaints.
They
no
know
issues.
Their situation.
Yeah,
they get it.
No complaints. So
let's start taking accountability.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Am I wrong for saying that?
No.
Is it bad? Should I get canceled for saying something so honest? I don't think so. If you feel if you feel like I should get canceled, let me know and tell me, all right? Because I want to see where I'm wrong here.
I don't think you're being insensitive about it either.
I don't, you know what I mean?
It would be a different story if you're calling her fucking like this and that and all this kind of shit.
I thought you were going to name names. I was going to say, oh boy, jeez.
But like, you know, it's.
I
know.
Listen, I get it. People are there. There's people in all shapes and sizes. I understand. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, if you have a disability where you can't walk or anything, dude, I get it. If there's no ramp at any store or anything that has stairs only, that's pretty messed up. I get it. This person literally cannot walk. But because of the size of a situation,
yeah.
For those with a disability in their legs, they're never going to walk again.
Yeah.
Right? We need to make a do with that. But one can always lose weight.
Definitely.
There's many a things. Whether it be through the gym or even gastric bypass surgery. There's many a ways. All right?
Tummy tucks. Hey.
There is plenty of ways. All right? Stop blaming the world for your problems.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to be accountable for our own actions. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Beautifully
Some
said.
People's kids, 2023,
It is May 18th. Some people's kids.
Beautifully said.
Food for thought.
Beautifully
food
said.
For thought. All right.
That had to be probably the most, like, gentle, nicest some people's kids segment I think we've ever done.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not going to lie. I practiced a lot in the car on my way here. Oh, it took,
took a lot out.
Yeah, I'm just
you
saying.
You edited a lot.
Even my Uber driver was just like, hey, you shouldn't say that shit, bro. You need to relax. Like, man, drive the goddamn time. And I drive the car and eyes on the road. No, I'm playing.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's
but
wild.
No, I genuinely do feel this way. So, folks, for you, especially the younger generation that's on TikTok, that, you know, follows pages such as hers, don't blame the world for your problems.
You think she has a lot of followers?
I have no idea. I don't. I'm hoping.
Like, I'm sure there's definitely people that are behind her in that movement. There's definitely people out there, but I would feel like there's a bigger majority that are against
that
kind of content.
I would hope so.
Like, blaming airports for not having a big enough size.
Come on, guys.
Like, I wonder if that lady had to buy two seats.
Probably did.
You know what I mean?
She's a the words of the great Charles Barkley, she was a big old woman.
Well, like, for us, I've personally seen you know, a little bit, like, you know, big plus size women on planes, and they may not take this two seats up, but they don't complain.
No, they understand their situation.
They just deal with it. So, I don't know. It's fucking weird, man.
That's all I gotta say on that. Speaking of, did you hear about that surgery of that dude that grew taller?
Yes.
He was initially 5'5", went to the surgeons, and he is now 6 feet.
Did they explain how they do that? Like,
I'm sure there's general science, but I think, like, I don't know how they did it per se. I think they just, like, chopped that shit up and then, like, added some, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe they add, like, some cyborg shit.
Cyborg shit.
They put, like, some metal stilts inside your bones or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they, like, disconnect your shin bone, and then they add, like, a couple of inches in, like, metal.
Like, some wire, like,
plaster
wiring
or something like that.
And,
yeah.
Like, so you're basically telling me his moonwalk is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was assuming.
Yeah.
But, like, it's crazy, because that's a whole 5 inches, man.
Yeah, it's insane, like, remembering.
Wait, no, he's 6 feet, so that's 7 inches. Yeah, sorry. Excuse my math. But yeah, that's crazy.
That's nuts. Why?
Where do I find this doctor, and how do I sign up?
Are you trying to insinuate that it's not just the legs that you're trying to...
Wait, what?
I'm just saying. He said 7 inches, and then he got really excited for that. I'm like...
Hey.
Oh, dear.
Hey.
No.
Hey, nothing wrong.
Let's not
no, that, that's nuts, man. I wonder if he can jam now. Can the guy dunk yet? Man, because that would be the only reason why I would want to be fucking...
I mean,
taller.
I would assume
that
dude looks pretty athletic, nonetheless. So I would assume that he's probably...
He's jamming now.
He probably going back to those courts where he was bullied for his size, finding the bullies that picked on him when he was younger. And now he's trying to be like, me and you, one-on-one. Bro, I have a family now. Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Put your shorts on. Yeah. Let's go.
Or like, he's always dreamt of, like, shopping at the big and tall store.
Right?
Like that kind of shit. Ah, that's
like,
weird.
How can I help you today? I need clothes for my size.
It's crazy because it's one of those things that, like, it's such a big deal in, like, modern day, like, the height of men.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're a tall guy. Like, you're pretty tall. You know, tall, dark, and handsome. But it's not an overlooked thing, but it affects so many people. And I think it's like a good modern day joke that people talk about.
Well, I mean, I think it's just like the way that media has portrayed the picturesque guy, you know what I mean? The male that we need, you know, where women were portrayed as big boobs or ass, you know, long blonde hair, big lips. Mm. Colored eyes.
36.
36 double D.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. And for men, it's height and apparently large penises.
Me and Carlos wouldn't know.
Bald head. But facial, you know, little goatee.
Yeah, a little goatee.
But enough about me.
He's got a beautiful set of T-shirts.
Well, I mean. But... Jokes aside, I think that we have this idea of wanting so close to what the media portrayed in real life.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, not all people are going to be what they are portrayed. Most of the time, these features don't exist. So they're going out to buy said features. Like my main man over here who got features to grow his height.
Because it's nuts.
He probably has a small penis, right? Because, I mean, think about it like, dude, think about it like this.
Overcompensating? Think about it like
this. No. It's just like, if you had a big dick, you wouldn't have to fucking grow the height. You know what I mean?
Walking around tripod-like. Like,
if you have a large penis.
Tripod-like.
Their confidence is through the goddamn roof. You know what I mean? You wouldn't, bro. I could have one eye, literally, not even like closed, like literally...
A cyclops
eye.
Yeah, the dude. You'd look like the dude from the Goonies.
Down here.
The dude from the Goonies.
Yeah, basically. I would be the dude from the Goonies. But if I was packing heat down in the pants.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. I'm still going up to the clubs. Like, what up, ladies? Yeah. What it do?
It don't matter.
Going through. I'm just saying. It's just a thought. Just a thought.
The amount of like Reddit posts that I'll read on like relationship Reddits or like social skills Reddits, that where guys are just like, man, I'm like 5'4" and I have all these like social issues, or I've never had the confidence to talk to somebody, and it's crazy, because I'm wondering like if like back in like the 50s or like not even the, like the 40s or something like that, like was height a huge deal to the point like it is now?
No. In fact, even penis size was even
better. Yeah.
Back, the Statue of David, you know that statue.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That was
Michelangelo's David.
Yeah, back in the day, that was the ideal penis size.
Yeah. I think, like, I read somewhere even, like, back in, like, the Spartan days. Hmm. Like, this is fucking Sparta shit. Like, the Roman Empire, like, they wanted small penises and stuff like that. And they didn't care about, like, height size as much and stuff like that. It's only predominant now that guys are really, like, insecure or get that insecurity, or put that much emphasis on their height. So that's why guys go out and do crazy shit like getting fucking limb lengthening thing. And that's actually the first time I've heard it as a successful thing. Like I would
apparently it was a real success, and homeboy is walking out and about.
Like I would love to see like some sort of an update on this guy to see whether it like has any sort of modern day complications like days after or like years after.
I'm sure there's gonna be like a basketball game where there's just like, yeah, this dude got his ankles broke, and they meant that in like a literal sense.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, no, yeah. He like, holy, yeah, no. But yeah, kudos, I guess. Good luck to you and your 7 inches, pal. I hope it works out for you. And
send me the doctor's note.
With
I'm trying to gain some 7 inches.
Jesus Christ. With great power comes great responsibility, I guess. Let's talk about College Street going back in a second. Do you want to talk about the incident that happened a few, like, was it last week?
Was it the snake?
Yeah.
Snake, that was actually on Dundas.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was on Dundas.
Oh, I thought it was College.
But it was, like, literally 5 minutes.
Ah, still
down
pretty
here.
Close.
But real close, literally. We could walk there in 5 minutes. You and I have walked there multiple times.
I see.
Yes. That is the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
So we're
going to
move locations now for when we shoot the show?
We're moving our studio.
I mean, what the hell is going on with this city? And I remember months ago of an incident where a fight broke out at Hoop Dome, and a dude brought out a machete.
Oh, yes.
From his back. What kid has a machete?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
But now, near Dundas, there was a fight incident. Homeboy had a whole ass snake.
And it was a fucking
live,
long
snake.
And we're not talking about his snake. We're talking about a snake.
Can you imagine?
Hey.
Officer, you need to get down here. He's beating him with his... he's beating him with his...
Just get here.
Just get down here. No, we need to know the weapon. He's using his penis. Oh, code 79. Right. You have codes for that?
No, seen it all the time, Johnson.
Buddy, welcome to Toronto, kiddo. But yes, he used the snake to beat him up. The cops had to pull out a gun.
Yeah. It's crazy how the cops come. So for those who haven't seen the video, Dundas Street, it's like sometime in the evening. There's two guys going at it right on the street. And it's a busy street. Like, there's a lot of bars and clubs and like restaurants and stuff there. And this guy literally is whipping the other guy with a live fucking snake.
Yeah.
to the point where the cops get called and they have to like subdue the guy, and the guy literally throws the snake and then gets on the floor and he starts like putting his head above his on his head, his hands on his head.
Yeah.
And it was just like, where the fuck are these people getting this shit?
Well, I'm telling you, man, we need more guns. We need guns on the street. We need better gun laws, is what I'm saying, because these guys are finding any kind of weapon to subdue with that. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to...
Fucking weird,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but hey, man. No, fucking one dude... I bumped shoulders with a dude on my way here. Dude pulled out an amphibian like a fucking toad. Like, yo, what the fuck? What are you doing? Yo, you trying to get warts, motherfucker? You son of a bitch.
I don't think you've known about warts.
Yo, you know about warts, bitch.
I'll fuck you up.
Like, oh, yo, don't fucking play with me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, yo, I'm sorry, bro. All
right. Yeah.
I'm sure. Just, yo, these streets are not safe anymore, man.
Sure, man.
Yo, they're just coming up with unique ass weapons. I'm just saying, man. Be safe out there. Be safe out there, young world. Because you never know what That's amphibians crazy, or man. Reptiles that people are carrying on them.
You know what's actually a big deal in Toronto at the moment is off-leash dogs.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, like it's huge. Like I've seen at least like 5 or 6 different Reddit posts of people complaining about it. Mm. And like 2 or 3 different incidences in the last like 2 months where like... unleashed dog would like run to a playground and then actually up the street from here at a public school around like 7 p.m. or something like that. Somebody had their dog off a leash. The dog literally ran up to like an 8-year-old and then bit its face
Jesus
to
Christ.
The point where the kid had to get surgery to like reconstruct their face, and it happened a couple days ago. So
holy
like
fuck.
Toronto's been really adamant on like, man, like people got to fucking leash their dogs.
Yeah, I mean,
man. Like
why would they think it's a good idea? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And then there was that incident. Was that here where another dog was off the leash, killed a smaller puppy?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And they had to put down said dog?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Supposedly that's a rule. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. No, I didn't. If like if the dog incites violence in any sort of way and they prove it, then the dog has to die.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Wild, man.
We don't have death penalties for humans, but pets, they can get it. Fuck around and find out.
Legit.
Well, I mean, that's a rabid thing to do. You can't be going out eating or biting other dog. What purpose? It's a dog. That's also a dog. You know.
It's crazy because I have friends that have dogs and like they love their dogs to death and like they consider that one of their family members. You know what I mean? Like I know people that probably wouldn't be able to live without their dog.
I mean,
like it's that deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm not one of those people, but like I get it, and it's crazy how. And I guess it's good that there is that separation where they don't emphasize too much on the life of these dogs when it comes to them inciting violence. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have the death penalty here.
Nope.
Right? So, but it's crazy, man.
It's kind of
like,
wild.
I would be really interested to see if there's ever, like, a case where somebody goes, no, I'm not putting my dog down, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that dog is going to die. Like, so. What are you going to do? Like, can they even kick you out of the country if you...
I don't know, man.
That's,
But some dogs are scary as fuck.
Oh, bro. Like
scary as fuck.
It kind of baffles me that they have owners. Like, how? Like a large-ass fucking pit bull?
Yeah, like pit bull and
like
American
like,
bulldogs. The other day, I was actually driving on Bloor. I was going back to my mom's house or something like that. And there's these two guys, and they both have pit bulls on leashes.
Yeah.
And they're just chilling. Like, normally, I'm sitting at the light. And then out of nowhere, one barks at the other, and they just start fucking going at it, like on the street.
Mm.
And then finally, you see the owners like pulling each other away. And then finally, the guy gets a hold of his one dog and goes, okay, man, I got to go. And they just walk away like it was nothing. I'm like, man, these dogs are fucking violent,
no,
man.
Rabid,
like, no, what do they call it? Like the muzzle. No muzzle, no nothing. Like, can you imagine if that dog just went off on like a little kid walking by?
God,
fucking wild, man.
Match.
Holy.
Yeah, y'all dog owners, you keep
no
fucking
joke.
Around. Not only will they put your dog down, you're going to be on some people's kids too, pal.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Trust
no
me.
Joke.
That list is, there's some bum-ass motherfuckers on that list.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that. You mentioned Reddit earlier, and I just wanted to discuss arguably, possibly, the best Reddit story I think I've ever read in my life. And I believe you read this one too. I want to shout out... Ton Thom on Reddit.
Ton Thom.
Yeah, it was on Ask
Reddit. Shout out to you, brother.
Where
or Mrs.
Basically, the question was, what is the most fucked up situation that you never talk about? I'm gonna read this in full length here. It's just short.
I don't think I remember this one.
No, I'll read it. Arguably
arguably one of the best stories I've ever read. All right,
I'm ready. I'm ready. Our audience is ready.
All right. Was out for the night with two of my friends, and we were all crashing at one of their parents' house that night. Get drunk, head home, and decide to grab some snacks from the kitchen before hitting the sack, which means going to sleep, not the sexual innuendos that you perverts are thinking about. Out of nowhere, my friend gets a watermelon out of the fridge and dares my other friend to fuck it. We're teenage lads at this point, so we all find this hilarious, especially when my friend actually does put his dick in the thing. But that's not the fucked up bit. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. My friend, whose house it was, then takes the fucked watermelon, screams, "Yeah!" and starts to eat where it had been fucked. He then threw it full force into the wall and went to bed. Needless to say, me and the watermelon fucker went to bed that night, feeling a bit weird about the dick melon munching friend. Never stayed there again.
Give me your thoughts on this story.
I already said this is one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life. I hollered laughing reading this story. I mean, that second, like the first part was just weird. I mean, like you come across stories like that. That first part
was so outrageous that it can't be like made up.
And funny enough, you know what? The second part is the more outrageous part, which is nuts to me.
Yeah, literally.
Like the first part is just like, okay, that's stupid and gross. But the most like wow, the wow factor is the whole. I don't get what the deal was. I think the homeboy was just like, man, he's not. You don't want to see wild shit? I'll show you wild shit. He eats the goddamn parts where the watermelon was fornicated.
Yeah.
Throws it, the whole thing at the wall, and then walks to bed as if he, you know, says good night. And then carries on like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened.
And then they never went back to the house again.
I wonder if he cleaned up the watermelon.
No, it's probably still there.
He's probably still there to this day.
He probably walks past the wall every goddamn time and screams, "Yeah!"
Yeah. That's got to be one of the craziest stories
That's
ever.
One of the most... And one of the comments was, you know it's weird when you... the watermelon fucker was the one that was shocked. that ends up being shocked at the end of that.
So, you know what that reminds... It reminds me of American Pie.
Yes.
Like, I get the whole story of young kids being horny and all that kind of shit. And they just, like, they do stupid shit.
Sure.
But, like, the eating of the watermelon is just fucking weird.
It is.
It's more weird than fucking the fruit, 100%. I think. And then throwing against the wall is just, like, psychotic and then going to sleep.
Why? Why did that need to... I kind of want to sit him down and be like, what was the purpose? What was the purpose of all of that?
Yeah.
Why did you need to eat it? And why'd you throw it at the wall after?
No sense.
You don't want to be friends with that guy. Even this is me defending the watermelon fucker being like, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, one of the best stories I've ever heard. But thank you for that. That made my week.
Yeah.
What you do for Mother's Day?
It was a beautiful Mother's Day.
Mm.
We got some flowers.
Nice.
Went over to my mom's.
Mm.
We had a barbecue. My uncle came over, and me, my brother, and my uncle, we finished off a 2-4.
Wicked.
And
your mother did just sat there watching.
Sat
guys
there in
alcohol.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
In disappointment.
Mm.
And she was like, "Yeah, my kids make me sick."
And you drunkenly said, "Happy Mother's Day."
Happy Mother's Day.
And she went to bed crying.
Yeah.
And that
was my Mother's Day. But shout out to everyone's
story.
Mothers.
Lovely story.
For Mother's Day.
Lovely. Lovely.
How was yours? How was yours?
Pretty non-existent, to be honest. My brother was working, and my mom was at church basically all day. So
church.
Don't.
Even during Mother's Day, like church is still. I guess like God comes before Mother's Day. Yeah.
God comes before everyone. Don't you?
Jesus
dare.
Comes before everybody.
Everyone.
All right, I got it.
All right.
I don't see nothing wrong. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to everyone's mother.
Yeah, hope they had a wonderful
Mother's
Day.
Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Yeah, man.
You know, for all the mothers that are potentially listening, happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you got some nice flowers or something.
Yes, sir.
But yeah.
I noticed we have blue on. Last Friday was a pretty bluish day.
What was last Friday?
Maple Leafs.
Oh, yes. Yes. Unfortunately. super unfortunate. The new curse, man. The second round.
Hang on one second. I'm just... Folks, I want to be clear before I get into this. I am not the biggest... I'm not a hockey fan, per se. I'll watch a game if my friends are watching. I'm into it. I'd get into it. That game was absolute horse shit. Here's the deal, folks. I watched every period of that game.
Every second.
Every second.
Every second.
Every moment. And I got to tell you, man, that goal should have been ours.
It went in.
It went in.
It went in.
It went in. They had all those goddamn angles. All right? That game should have ended 3-2 for the Leafs. We would have won. 100%. That went behind the line. The goddamn whistle sounded after.
Yes. Yeah.
What are we doing, folks?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? I'm talking to the goddamn review team out there fucking yurking it in goddamn New York City.
Take it to New York City. Yeah. Take it to New York City. What did you see, Johnson?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to sit down with these motherfuckers and ask them, all those goddamn camera angles, all that slow motion, and you say, no, it didn't? Huh? Does that make goddamn... You see, this is why I don't watch goddamn hockey. Because you motherfuckers don't like to play fair.
Made no sense.
Made no goddamn sense. It went in!
You know what's wild about sports is that, like, with football, tennis, baseball, pretty much basketball as well, like, all of these, like, major league sports, and hockey's a major league sport in North America. Quite maybe not on the other side of the world, but here it is.
Pretty big.
All of the crazy, like, 3D technology that we have, like, with, like, Microsoft fucking cameras, and they can, like, pinpoint exactly if the ball is on the line or not.
Mm-hmm.
How can we not determine, using modern day technology, whether that went past the goal
or
not?
It makes no sense.
Like, it's almost like keeping old school rules is hurting part of the game. That's why sports advanced to that point where it's like, man, we really need to know. Like, we should have a fair and equal game at every single point in time, and technology is created.
Not only do you have all that technology, you have all, like, it's not just one person in that room. There was multiple people who had the view of that goddamn puck going in.
Literally.
So you know what? Today, folks, you get a 2-for-1 special. Guess who else is added on some people's kids? The NHL fucking review team.
Mm-hmm.
You single-handedly fucked us.
A whole
city. We could have made it.
A whole
city. We could have had a chance, damn it.
I think...
We had that game.
I think...
We had it and you knew it. Fuck you.
The Leafs would have sold more seats than the Panthers too.
Easily,
like, we would have made the league
what
way more money.
What other team do you know of in their city says they're only going to sell to Florida? Know what I mean? No, because the Maple Leafs would have fucking sold that place out.
It's bullshit. Literally, there would have been more.
We
Leafs
have
fans.
The best organization, the best fans in the goddamn league, and you're gonna do that shit to us? No.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do this. No.
They screwed us.
You fucked us. We're going to win the Stanley Cup one day. And when we do, I'm going to go on this camera. I don't care how old I am. And I'm going to scream at the NHL review team and say, fuck you for what you did to us. Some people's kids. 2-for-1 special today, folks. You're welcome. Bastards.
Huge.
You knew what you did.
Huge.
Ah!
Yeah, super sad, though, for the season to be ending. And definitely the city was fucking down and out. The amount of people I talked to the next day was just depressing as fuck.
I was watching
it.
It
was sad, man.
Even the people in the bar, they were just, like, all, like, literally miserable and shit. I haven't watched a game of this season. Even I was, like, freaking, it ruined my weekend.
Yeah. Hopefully next year.
Ha!
Shout out to the Leafs. Next year.
Go get them, Leafs.
Next year.
I'm hearing Austin Matthews might go to Phoenix. Is Phoenix have a team?
That's where his, the Coyotes. That's where his hometown is, actually. So I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be nice to play for your hometown, though.
Oh, yeah. That's
nice.
Like a dream, man.
Right?
Like, anybody's dream to play for their home city is, like, fucking nuts.
LeBron playing, winning a championship for Cleveland.
Like, huge. Like, Danilo. Danilo Banton, our homeboy from Rexdale, plays on the Raptors. Rexdale, like, that's got to be huge,
that's
man.
That's massive.
You know what I mean?
So.
Yeah.
Leafs, go get him.
Next year.
Go get him next year, baby. Do you know who George Santos is?
Sounds familiar, but no. I'm
going to
say no.
He's a politician in the U.S. He has charges laid against him.
No idea.
What's the
George Santos.
Yeah. He's a Republican who is openly gay. And apparently a compulsive liar.
Damn.
But my thing is, what politician isn't? But either or, that he's not in court for being a liar. Well, technically he is.
I thought you were going to say the two worst things in the world.
Oh, no.
I'm just playing.
Let's get some viewers up, and then then who knows, maybe one day I'll say some wild-ass shit. He's getting arrested for basically embezzling money.
Shit.
Yeah. And a few other charges as well. He has said lies about saying that his mother was in 9/11. When, in fact, she wasn't even in the country at the time.
He has lied
about being a cross-dresser.
What?
And they have pictures of him. And everyone in the comments, he would adamantly be like, that is not me. And everyone in the comments being like, nigga, that's clearly you.
This is you.
That's literally you.
Caught in 4K.
So, I mean, even his Republican teams are like, yeah, dude's a liar. He's got to go.
Crazy.
But he's fighting it. He said not guilty in court.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. No, it's not looking good for George Santos. He's going to serve a long time.
You know, it's the thing about, like, American politics, it's honestly such, like, a soap opera out there, man.
It's really, honestly, I keep saying this. It's literally the best reality TV show on the planet.
Like, I was reading recently, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but the Republicans of Florida recently, they signed a bill where doctors can now refuse to work on patients if they don't feel comfortable working on that patient.
Hmm.
So, like, the Republican side of, like, passing the bill was like, hey, like, if we don't feel like this person needs any sort of help, or like we just don't feel comfortable doing the work, then we don't have to do the work. Like, we're not obligated to be the doctor in that case. We could just tell them, no, we're not going to do it, and you have to find another doctor to do it.
That's kind of weird.
So then a lot of, like, minority groups are kind of like, man, like, what if we run into racist doctors, or like doctors that don't want to deal with, like, you know, Islamic people, you know, or like blacks or Asians or something like that. Or even like an Asian doctor doesn't want to deal with white people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they can now just refuse working on that patient just because of their own personal preference. So, like, just hearing laws like that are being passed in, like, major fucking cities like Florida, or, like, fucking the state.
Yeah.
Is fucking crazy, it's man. Madness. It's such, like, a
it's insane
soap opera. You know what I mean? Like, taking away the responsibility of being a doctor, that you can potentially save this person's life because of personal preference. Wild, man.
The most uncomfortable situation a human being could go through is going to a doctor's appointment for something that's wrong with their body. I mean, like, who else will you go to for that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's the one.
Yeah, that's literally the one person.
The one place and the one person that you should be able to just be 100% honest.
You know what
about.
I mean? I'm not going to go up to my friends and be like, yeah, dude, I found this thing on my asshole. I'm not going to do that shit.
Literally.
Now I got to go to the doctor and be like, hey, doc, what's going on? I found some shit in my asshole. Bro, get the fuck out of my office.
Yeah. What? I know you'd be doing some weird ass shit.
Bro, get out of my. Dude, I remember the last time. Bro, get out.
What?
Get out. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Fucking crazy rules, man.
No, that's madness. Absolute madness. I would. I don't get that at all. It makes no goddamn sense. Ja Morant.
Ja. This guy's named after God, man.
Ja.
Ja.
That's true.
That's fucked
Rastafari.
Up. That's fucked up.
Why?
Because, man, he's doing some ungodly ass shit.
I mean, don't you think God would go on Instagram and tote some guns? It's a parade of Summer City.
That was
I love how
he came out with a statement the first time saying that he's learning and he'll never do that shit again. And less than that, it must have been like what, less than six, 3 months later?
Yeah, I was gonna say six, but yeah, probably 3 months. Yeah.
Less than 3 months later, he gets suspended for the exact same thing.
No sense.
No sense whatsoever. What are we doing?
His boys are baiting the. Well, the first one, he took the video himself.
Yes.
The second one, his boy took the video.
What do you need a gun for? You have security. Dude, you're one of the biggest basketball players on the planet. You have security. What do you need a gun?
It's such a weird conflict, man. It's like, man, because America, like, they have open carry laws sure. in certain states.
Sure.
I don't know what Memphis is or wherever he was at that point in time, whatever the law happens to be during that video. But yeah. it's like, man, you know the rules. You know what happened to the last time. It's like, why do you put yourself in these situations again?
And don't go into like,
you know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, man, it's a law. I can carry my guy. You are an NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest on the planet.
Yeah, you're a fucking stud.
You're a star.
He's a stud.
You are.
Literally.
You have all the attention on you. And you know what that means? You have to protect your image.
Yeah. Even all if right? it's legal.
Even if it's legal.
Yeah.
The NBA will be on you. All right?
Literally. Yeah, man. The amount of, like, shit that guy's getting from all, like, these NBA legends and, like, talk show hosts and all that kind of stuff, it makes sense.
I mean, it's like...
Like, Nike's supposedly dropping him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, hey, brother. You had the one shot.
Yeah.
And they let us... Bro, you do it twice, it's all fair game at this point.
Like,
You fucking had it coming.
I think Ja has a line of shoes that came out recently called the Hunters or something like that.
All because of his gun perpetuation.
I guess so,
just
man.
Just have a picture of him, and the Nike logo, just him just... And then quotes, it's a parade inside my city, yeah.
But, yeah, he had this line, and then Nike actually took his shoe off their site, like, recently, or after that video came out.
I mean,
the same thing that... they did with Kyrie when they took Kyrie off. So it's like, I don't think it's official yet that Nike said they're dropping him, but I think it's pretty
It's not
much,
looking good.
It doesn't look good for Ja. It's like, well, man, that's a multi-million dollar contract. You could probably make more money through Nike deals than you can make playing in the NBA, probably.
That's probably true.
And he's like throwing that shit all away just like for
a
looking
dumb,
cool.
Dumb
you know what I mean?
And my Stupid thing is, my understanding is he lived in a very good home. Like, he doesn't need the whole gun influence. I don't know. Well, shout out to Sherwin, because I think today we're getting a 3-4-1. Ja. You. I think we added him the first time, too.
I think we did.
Well, you know what?
He's on it twice.
I guess you're a 2-time nominee now. Congratulations, Ja. You're a multimillionaire who is more than capable of getting a security guard. If you feel like you need protection, depend on the security guard. Don't get a goddamn gun. What do you need a gun for? I get it. People are on your case and shit. Fine. If you want to carry a gun, it's America. You have the right to. Absolutely. But don't tote it on goddamn Instagram. Don't fucking play with the shit. All right? What are we doing? Ja, my guy.
No sense.
No one's trying to kill you, bro. Memphis is all behind you, man. All right?
What you doing, baby?
Stop. What you doing, baby? Good job, baby. Talk to me. What's going on? Let's not do this, all right? You got suspended. Again. For the same exact reason. Fool me once. Shame on you. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on you.
Huge.
That's
well
all
said.
It is. Well, Ja, congratulations. I believe you're the first 2-time nominee here. You're on some people's kids again, Ja.
Twice.
For the exact same reason, Ja.
Come on, bro.
There's stupidity, and then you're dumb. You're dumb. Shame on you. That's all I got to say about that.
Crazy.
Ugh.
Crazy.
Oh, Ja.
You know what that reminds me of? Mm. So I was watching this video today, and it's and we won't get too much deep into this because I don't want to talk too much about the topic, but it's this video about it's Snoop Dogg in an interview,
yeah.
And he's talking about Tupac's Hit 'Em Up So everyone know. I'm sure everyone knows.
I think I heard of this. Yeah.
Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. It's a diss track. One of the greatest diss tracks of all time.
Yeah.
Arguably, probably one of the most violent fucking straight up.
I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's
pretty fucking. It's a lot.
Mm.
So Snoop comes out in the interview and goes, "You know, I didn't like the song.
Right.
I didn't appreciate him doing that, and I think it was Tupac asking for trouble with that song. So in hindsight,
yeah,
you know, was it him being too gangster for his own good? You know what I mean? And it reminds me of like this whole like not like Jaws situation, not like it's like the exact same thing, but it's like fuck, man. Like imagine hearing Jaw get into some real shit in the next like couple of weeks, right? It's like, man, were you asking for it?
But the thing about Tupac's situation, this was at the height of East Coast versus West Coast.
Yeah.
So I mean, he had to, you know, lay down the law and let him know that like I ain't the one to fuck with. Who's Jaw beefing with? That's my question. Who? What do you need to do? You know what I mean?
By his mom.
Hey,
Ma.
Yeah, Ma. It's a parade in Summer City. And then he just starts doing the gritty. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Do better. No idea. Better. That's all I got to say about that. Spring is coming up. Well, spring is here, I guess. And
huge, man.
I guess huge. Toronto, like, apparently, Toronto's really, really close to getting drinks in the park.
Yes. It'll happen. You think we don't do it anyway. Oh, I was at the park the other day drinking a beer. Everybody be doing it. Meet me at freaking... Meet me at the park right now. I'll bring the case.
Lord have mercy.
No, but it's one of those things, man. Everybody's been drinking on the park, man. It's like one of those regular things. I see guys walking down College Street with a beer in their hand nowadays. Like, no one says anything. It's just part of the game, man. Part of the game. The game that I like to play.
Clearly.
I love to play.
But you always lose. Your brain cells, that is.
I'm still alive.
That was a... Speaking of brain cells, the mayor debate. Did you see the incident?
Yes.
Place?
Yes, I did.
Got interrupted by one of the people running.
Yeah.
The crazy motherfucker.
Robert Clark? Is it?
Robert Clark.
Robert Clark,
yes,
I think his
I
name
believe
is.
That's his name. So, folks, I showed Ryan one of his videos. It's a video of him holding a pigeon.
A Toronto pigeon, by the way.
A Toronto pigeon.
We got some crazy ass pigeons in Toronto. Maybe not like New York pigeons.
But
I've never seen New York pigeons before, but like
Toronto ones are pretty. They have a mind, you know, a life of their own. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're about that life. Let's just leave it at that. He was holding on to it, complaining about the other mayoral candidates, saying they're not doing enough. They're not going to do enough for the city, and he will. He holds it and lets it go free. But it ends up just going on the ground. It didn't die, but it just like, no, I'm not going to freaking, you know, I'm not going to, you know, let this dude just fucking tell me what the fuck to do. That's basically Toronto Pigeon. They do the shit on their own.
And that was his ad to get you to vote for him.
And I showed Ryan this, and I swear his exact words were, he's got my vote.
Hey, man. Shout out to Robert Clark, man. Anybody in Toronto listening, go vote at the polls when the polls open. Robert Clark, man. Saving all the pigeons in Toronto. No, but that dude's fucking nuts.
He's a nut.
That dude's a fucking maniac.
He's a nut.
He reminds me of people that are like walking on the street, like just doing crazy ass shit. And then he decided to run for mayor.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. But he interrupted the debate this past week, earlier this week. And created quite the fiasco.
Doesn't he get his time up on like one of those things?
No, because he's not like one of the major.
Oh, okay. So only the major ones get.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. Still though, I think it'd be really funny to hear him.
If he was up,
they'd probably cut it off. They'd be like, okay.
But I mean, it would be live. So I mean, like that dude would probably be cursing up a storm and shit.
Like, what's his face, Mr. Anti-COVID man? Like, imagine him.
Chris
Guy. Like, I'm sure that he should have been on one of those things.
Well, the thing about Chris Guy is, I saw that video, and it's basically him exposing corruption. He's not literally. I don't think he's doing enough to explain what he's gonna do for the city.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, it's nice that you expose corruption, but what are you going to do about the goddamn construction on the
the Eglinton line, yeah.
What are you going to do about these goddamn high prices in the housing market?
No sense.
Nothing. You ain't going to do nothing because you have no plan. All you want to do is just expose the truth for your own self-worth, sir. For your own goddamn... Whatever. I'm over it because Chris Guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he needs
so
to...
So help me God, if that dude is elected, we have to move. We have to move. We can't live here anymore.
It's crazy because there is a Reddit post of a house in Toronto that has his mayor advertising poster on their front lawn.
Yeah.
And I drove by it the other day.
Oh, shit.
So I know exactly which house it is on the way back to the route that I was taking.
Jesus Christ.
Super funny, man.
I mean, the fact that... did y'all not see that video of him going off on his followers while the pandemic was going on? And you want this nigga to fucking run the city? Are you kidding me? No way. Not a chance. Yeah. Did you hear about the writing strike that's going on?
Yes. So, yes, for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood writers and stuff
like that.
Hollywood
writers, yeah. They're not getting enough pay. Now that Netflix and Hulu is going on, there's not enough pay for that. A few famous folks are in the picket lines as well.
Jonah really? Hill, oh, shit.
And Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy and American Dad.
Oh, yeah, because those guys write.
Seth MacFarlane, because of the protests, he actually quit Family Guy and American Dad.
Wow. That's huge.
That's massive.
Holy
now, Seth
shit.
Seth MacFarlane is not just, he created the show, but he's not just like a creator and like behind the, he's the voice of, let's list some bangers here. Peter Griffin, Stewie Griffin.
You already don't have the show there.
Quagmire.
Yeah.
The creepy pedophile guy.
You already don't have the show.
The Stan, the main character in American Dad. The alien in American Dad. Those are some heavy hitters. And
huge.
You lost out on that. So now the production company is scrambling to figure out how they're going to replace that.
You have to stop. You have to stop production.
There's literally no show without him. So, shout out. Good luck, folks. Seth MacFarlane, he fucking sunk your battleship with that one.
He did the reversal card in Uno.
The Uno reverse card on
Uno
that.
Uno reverse card.
Yeah. Y'all fucked up.
That's crazy. That's actually like potentially the end of an era.
Yeah. Because
Family Guy and like American Dad, I know that some people probably don't watch them, but those shows are fucking like probably going to be considered classics.
Absolutely.
Like especially Family
Guy.
Right. So
the fact that it's been running as long as it did.
Yeah.
Like absolutely.
Absolute classics. You know, you can agree to disagree on the content of exactly those shows, and you may not like the humor and stuff, but that's legitimately a classic in
100%.
In a lot of people's and like viewership eyes. In Hollywood, you know what I mean? So that's crazy. I had no idea big names were in that.
Oh, yeah. But, good luck to all those protesting. Yeah. Hope y'all get your money.
Mm-hmm.
You work hard, so you deserve it. So
they create the content
life. They create it.
Yeah, and it's like world global content that corporations make billions of dollars off of, right? So,
So good luck to y'all, man.
Yeah.
Salute. The Weeknd.
Yeah. That is wild.
So allegedly The Weeknd saying that this next coming album that he's going to have will be the last one as The Weeknd. He's just going to go by his real name after.
Abel Tesfaye. Don't we have a story where somebody, we knew was like, yo, Abel.
Yo,
Weeknd.
Yeah, Weeknd. I should have said Abel. Maybe he would
have. Yeah, it would have made more. It would have made sense.
I think he just hates that name. That's probably why he got pissed off.
That's why he's giving it up?
Yeah.
After this many years?
Yeah, just like, man, fuck this Weeknd name, bro. But that, damn, huh? Abel. I don't think it would be too bad of a different change.
No. Not at all. People still call him The Weeknd no matter what.
Well, I think, would it bother him is a question.
Oh.
Like, that's not my fucking name. Call out my name.
Yeah, but that's an end of an era.
That's
for sure.
Oh, man. Good times with The Weeknd, though. But, you know. If this is his last run as The Weeknd, let's enjoy it. You know what I mean? It was a good run, a very good run.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the next phase has for us, you know?
Yeah, I actually went back and like listened to House of Balloons quite a bit the other day.
And how was that for you?
It was good.
Nostalgic?
Yeah, like Wicked Game.
Oh my god.
And I was listening to even like some of Beach House's samples and stuff like that on like Gila, and just reminding me of like that time, you know what I mean? Mm. It was that was an era in itself, a classic era. So, you know, shout out to Abel for putting out some fucking great A content. You changed the game with that sound. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Literally changed it.
Yeah.
But so. Good to you, sir. Go get him, champ. Go get him. WNBA game was here.
Yes.
Sold out crowd.
It was actually sold out?
It was literally sold out.
That's wild. Damn.
Get used to it, baby, because that ain't going to happen again. Yeah, I said it.
They're bringing a team here, man.
No, they ain't.
I think they will. I think in probably the next, like, 15 years, we'll probably have a WNBA team. No. Toronto.
No.
I would think so.
No way. No way. I don't think so. No.
I think that there's enough people that would watch it in Toronto. We sold it out.
Yeah, for the one event.
We sold it out for the one event, but I think that it would do as well as like maybe like the Marlies or something like that. Like the team under the Leafs.
The Leafs.
There's like those farm teams. But that's
saying something because they're legit. You know what? I'm not going to get into it. Congratulations to the WNBA on a successful.
I think it was Chicago. Chicago won that. I think it was Mississauga and Chicago.
Mississauga. We don't have.
Oh, sorry. No, Minnesota.
See, you don't even know because Minnesota, no one gives a shit.
Minnesota Lynx and like Chicago or something.
Sure, yes.
Something like that.
Sky,
maybe?
Mm, whatever. But
yeah.
Well, that's all the BS I have to spew today. Actually, you hear about that dude that escaped from prison in Kingston?
No.
Yeah, dude escaped from the prison in Kingston.
Kingston, Ontario?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But they found him. They found him.
I wonder how these people are escaping from prison. How
did he get out is my thing. It's like,
is he pulling like some...
Shawshank
shit, like going through the fucking going through the shitholes and stuff. Get out, like, you know,
rain on him, and then literally 5 minutes when he's walking, it's like freeze on the goddamn ground.
Or do you think like these guys are like sneaking in pliers somehow, and he's cutting holes?
Probably banging one of the guards, and then.
Oh yeah.
It happened in the States where.
One of the criminals was
banging one of the guards.
Then, they were in love, man.
Yeah.
They were in love.
But he got away. She's the one going to court.
If that's what
you call love, then
thanks for letting me out.
More power to you.
Damn. Yeah. That girl got screwed in that tree.
Oh, yeah. That was, I hope it was worth it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, who knows, man? You know, I mean, she was a sucker for love. What you won't do. Do for love.
I think a lot of us are, man.
You tried everything.
But yeah.
You won't give up. Won't you, won't do. You for love. You tried everything, but you don't give up.
That was beautiful. Mm-mm-mm. Beautifully said.
Thank you for joining us for the R&B Hour with Carlos and Ryan. Tune in next week where... where you can maybe get more sensual. Get more.
Carl's trying to turn this into a late night talk show.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to not.
Like by
not
a fireplace. Like,
oh, I mean. You know,
maybe we'll have a fireplace in the future set.
Yeah. Then, you know.
That'd be pretty dope.
That'd be nice. A little fireplace and then like some nice little puzzles in the middle there. Because yes. Life is a puzzle. We're trying to figure it out. That's why the blank's here. Let's fuck this thing up. This guy. This
direction, this guy. Man. Terrible with directions.
Anywho, tune in next week where we'll have another episode talking about another BS like usual. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And don't forget to fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Bye-bye.